Hey, Rock.
Yeah, Con?
Let me tell you about the second shitter on the crappy knoll.
I hate myself. Oh, I hate myself. I hate myself. Oh, I hate myself.
So, the second shitter on the crappy knoll. Back in high school, I was a wrestler. I was a pretty good one, but that's kind of irrelevant to the story. We were going up, I think it was up near to Chicago, for a tri meet, where you have like three teams, there's three total duels with each other.
See, I thought you meant try, like try.
Nah, like a tri. Like there's three men.
Like a three, it's like a tricycle of wrestling, is what you're trying to say.
Exactly, yeah, like one team faces another one while one team sits out, and it keeps going until everyone's wrestled everybody.
Yeah, there's one team in front, and then there's two in the back, equally distanced. And they support the back of the... I get it. Yeah, I can see a tricycle.
Yeah. That's totally how it works. We just form a human wheel.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was up at this tri-meet. It was my junior year of high school, and we were all looking forward to it.
You were just getting fucking pumped to wrestle some teenage boys, is what you're selling. What you're selling me here.
Yeah, man. So it's so pumped to wrestle teenage...
Fucking sweaty, oiled up.
I mean, we did rubby stuff on each other, but it was called Ken Shield.
Yeah, that's what they called it.
Yeah, it was white. it was to stop fungal infections.
Oh, yeah. There's some kind of fungal infections going on here, if you know what I'm saying.
Man, I've heard every one of these jokes like 10 times over, my man.
Doesn't mean I'm going to interrupt you about 8 times with them, so just be ready for it.
Okay, yeah. So we're getting pumped up. They're like, one of the teams we're facing is really good, and one of our wrestlers, he's a sophomore, he was actually one of the best in the state, and he was our best wrestler by far. And by coincidence, the team we're wrestling, they had the other best wrestler in the state in that weight class.
So it was two kings, two gods amongst men's. Yeah, sorry, gods amongst sweaty high school boys.
Yes. Like, they're pretty good. One guy's actually going to, the guy now on our team, he's actually going to, I think, Iowa or something for wrestling.
One of the garbage states.
Yeah, he's going to some Midwestern school for wrestling anyway. So that shows you how good he is. We're going to wrestle, and the number one thing about wrestling is, like, you don't want to stop moving. You just don't stop moving ever. If you do, you're going to lose, especially at these higher levels where these guys are wrestling.
You got to be slippery.
Exactly. And... I'm so this guy's like the 138 weight class. I'm 180, so I'm not gonna. So I'm sitting down. I'm relaxing on the bench.
You know, your teammates are giving you a rub with this Ken fluid.
Yes, Ken. No, we put that. No, we did that before the meet, man.
Yeah, I know, but he was still doing it. He didn't really understand why. It's okay. This is a safe place.
It was penis inspection day. It's always penis inspection day on the wrestling mat.
Technically, I failed penis inspection day. But that's that's the thing that happened. Now I'll have to tell that story some other time.
Oh, that's for next episode.
I guess it was more like I got a 66%. I got like a D on penis inspection day.
Okay, so these guys are about to wrestle, and they're faced off. They're pumped up. They don't like each other either. They used to wrestle at camps, and they do not like each other.
Well, I bet they wrestle at camps. Continue.
So they go for the match, and my guy goes for a shot, which is like the bread and butter move. It's how you make takedowns right out of the whistle, and it catches him off. It catches him off guard, and he gets. What you got to do is you got to stick your arm inside of the guy, in between the guy's legs, and wrap around his leg. And you bring the other one, and you go for a move. And there's some hand switch offs, but the general gist is he stuck his hand between the guy's legs and wrapped around his butt.
All right. And then he tried to pin him afterwards, right?
He
was
stopped.
Just doing that. He was just getting warmed up for that.
Yeah, he just stopped. He stopped moving. And that's suicide. He was going to get taken down. Well, the guy defends him and puts him on the ground. He hasn't moved since he took the shot. And he's just staring at his hands. And the guy, he's trying to work a move on. He's trying to do, like, a half Nelson or something. I don't know what it was. And then the ref calls the match. He was like, my friend, I'm going to call him the guy on our team, I'm going to call him...
Toby Fox.
Yeah, Toby. Toby was looking up at the ref and saying, just with a 1,000-yard stare, like with his hands, elbows on the mat, hands splayed open, like begging for alms. And the guy and he calls the match, or he pauses the match and puts Toby on blood time, which is like you have 5 minutes to get, if you're bleeding, you have 5 minutes to get all stopped and get ready to wrestle. So puts him on blood time. We notice there's brown stuff on his hands. I mean, the dude has shit on his hands, and there's a little shit on the mat. And we're freaking out, like, did he shit himself? Because that's not uncommon. It's happened multiple times in like on the team. There's legends of it.
Legends.
Yeah, there's legends of it, of people shitting themselves after winning a match or during a match, but the thing is it never comes out, because like a singlet goes down to like knee level and goes the legs go down to the knee level, and then there's the openings in the armpits, and they go to armpit level, and then just right below, like,
it's like Andre the Giant.
Yeah,
like Andre the Giant wears a whatever.
Yeah, like a little less revealing than that. So it's quite a bit away from the butt, you know. Mm-hmm. But he's got shit on his hands, and so we're like freaking out.
It's
got
to travel. It's got to take the highway.
I know. But he runs to the bat. The coach tells him to run to the bathroom. He sends two guys after him to, like, find out if he's got, like, did he shit himself and how did it get out? And eventually the match just ends because he takes too long. He's showering. He has to get all the poop off of him. It's on his singlet, too. And the guys who he sent after, they checked his underwear, they checked his compression shorts, and they checked his singlet. Nothing on the inside. It was clean as a whistle. There's just, like, a couple stains on the outside of his singlet.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy, the freaky thing was, the other guy had no stains, like, on the outside of his singlet, because it was, like, watery. It was, like, some watery poop. And, you know, and you've seen those pictures of, like, Hillary Clinton with the little poop stain on the back of her butt, on her butt or whatever. Like, it shows through, man. It shows through. And he had, like, a gray singlet. So we're freaking – so we don't know where the poop came from, because we immediately assumed it was Toby. But Toby's clean, and he's got two witnesses to prove it. This guy's clean because there's no shit coming out of it. Well, he ends up losing the match because he forfeit.
Because he was covered in shit.
He was covered in shit, and it took too long to clean it off. He literally got shit on and lost the match.
Someone got swifty. But
yeah.
Who got swifty?
Yeah, that's the question. And we he actually ended up losing a tournament because of some placing stuff because of that one loss. But that's something really complicated. So we hit my coach. He takes videos of all the matches.
Oh, I bet he does.
Yeah, and we were looking at it after practice, like the next couple days or whatever. And we went frame by frame, and we don't know where the shit came from. And the only thing we could think of was, everyone else on the team thought this, that the guy had shit himself so badly before that it filled up his leg.
The Toby or the other guy, who we would refer to as Andrew?
Andrew, yeah. Andrew shit himself so badly that the watery diarrhea, like, stool filled his singlet. But because the singlets have elastic bands around the legs, mm-hmm. It held it in place. And when he went for the shot, he squeezed it out like one of those cake things. Like one of those cake frosting.
So he just squeezed the shit out of Andrew. But didn't you say that Andrew was clean?
He had nothing on the outside. That was the thing. No, like, no stains. Like, nothing was showing through. And I was like, that can't be right. There has to have been a stain on his, like, seeping through. Like, we looked through the footage, and frame by frame, it was one frame clean, the other frame shit. It was weird. We don't know where it came from until I came up with a theory. There was a second shitter there. He was in the bleachers, and he threw some shit, and it hit him. It got his hands. It was perfect. The perfect cover-up, man.
Because you said there was some shit on the mat as well.
Yeah, there's a little shit on the mat. Like, they had to clean the whole mat. It was
like some kind of magic shit bullet.
I know.
Some kind of magic shit nugget that someone threw, and it curved 35 degrees in the air and landed on his hands.
Yeah, Lee Farty Oswald or something. Yeah, so the guy, he had lost a match because somebody fucking shit on him, literally. And, like, it's just, the logistics of the poop, it doesn't make sense because it has to go up so, they're so far away from the butt. Like, unless he poops out of his, you know, thigh, I don't know, man.
I mean, he could have been holding there in reserve and wait for someone to slap it.
Dude, that's a good idea, man. He keeps the secret weapon. It's like those hippos, you know?
Yes, the hippos that when they're in wrestling, they hold shit in their shorts.
Yeah, but like, you know, hippos, when they're in danger, male hippos, they start shitting and flicking it all around with their tails.
That's what I do whenever I'm, you know, confronted with some kind of
woman,
you know, problem.
Yeah, man. Whenever you
at work, if someone asks me for directions, I just start farting and screaming.
I mean, don't we all?
She touched my dick, and then I came and started farting.
Yeah, so that was the weird wrestling. That was one of my weird wrestling stories. I got like two or three of them. You want me to tell the other ones?
Yeah, why not? The second shitter isn't the only mystery we're gonna hear.
Okay. There was one match where it was my freshman year, and I was going to a tournament. I was trying to gain some weight. I was only 150 pounds, and I wanted to bump up to 160.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to do that, I had to gain weight, but you know, I wanted to gain muscle weight. And I was like a young, I wasn't doing a growth spurt, so I needed to like eat a lot of protein.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet you did.
Yeah, my mom, fuck you, man. My mom was pretty cheap, and she didn't want to give me, she didn't want me to buy a
like creatine or a bunch of chicken.
Yeah, she didn't want to buy a big $20-$30 thing of fucking protein powder that I could drink in the morning. Nah, she decided, I'm going to teach you how to make this protein shake that I had in the 70s.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And what she called it a Rocky.
Oh, my.
Yes. And the ingredients were 3 raw eggs and a half a cup of orange juice.
So did she tell you why she was drinking half a cup of orange juice and 3 raw eggs?
She saw it in Rocky, but she couldn't stand the raw eggs, so she wanted something to spice it up.
So did she puss out, and so she's pushing it onto you as like those dance moms that are like, I was never able to dance, so I'm going to force my child to dance.
Nah, she could handle it. She was drinking them. But I don't know, I never got why she put orange juice in with eggs and then put it in a blender until it's frothy.
Because then, you know, you want to savor the orange juice. You don't want to just drink 3 raw fucking eggs really fast. Yeah. I mean, you gotta get that spice.
I mean, honestly, it tasted like a really shitty Orange Julius, but it wasn't disgusting.
I don't even know what an Orange Julius is.
Some, like, frothy orange drink. It's not horrible. It wasn't a horrible drink, but I ended up getting salmonella. Yeah, I got salmonella from that, and I had a tournament that I was pretty much set to win. I'd wrestle all the guys in the tournament since it was just a conference tournament.
So what you're saying is Andrew may have also had salmonella. This is all tying together. I can see it. Ouroboros, two snakes eating their own tail. It's circular.
Nice home.
Circular.
Anyway, yeah. I mean, I guess maybe his mom was trying to feed him Orange Julius's.
Yeah, his mom was trying to give him... Well, his dad, maybe his dad was trying to give him the old Rocky. If you're on a wrestling team, someone's getting the Rocky.
I mean, we did oil check each other quite a bit on my coach's recommendations.
I think I know what oil checking is, but I'm going to ask anyway.
An oil check is where you shove a...
Wait, look at each other's buttholes,
you take
right?
two fingers and you poke them in the butthole.
Oh. Okay, see, I thought I was going to be a funny goofster. It's like, you're looking... No, you just one-upped me.
Yeah, see...
You two-upped them. Whoa, bam, bam.
Hey. Yeah, because in the practice room, there's a lot of butts in the air. Because, you know, you're doing wrestling, guys are on top and trying to work moves. Sometimes my coach would just say, hey, Khan, go oil check Toby over there. So me being an idiot jerk, I would, in, you know, 15, 16, I'd be like, I get to poke him, and then he just, like, they just jump. They jump like a...
Yeah, because you just stuck your fucking finger up his butt.
I mean, they had shorts on. I mean, yeah.
It's okay. Oh, I was sticking my finger in these men's assholes. They had shorts.
It's suddenly okay. Unfortunately, my coach was about 40, and he did that multiple times to 15 and 16-year-old boys.
Yeah, see, I am not surprised by that at all.
Yeah, that wrestling was a weird time, man. And I didn't find out it was I didn't find out that oil checking was, like, not a thing in other places until I met up with a wrestler in college, like, from another high school, and we talked about stuff, and
You talked about how you sodomized the other people in your class.
Yeah, and he was freaked the fuck out, like, wait, you actually
did
that?
No, man, we just play fucking hide the cucumber. What is this oil check bullshit?
Yeah, but apparently it was just a hollow threat in other wrestling circles.
Yeah, but you had fucking old man Perkins here.
His name was Henderson, and we called him Hendo.
Yeah, see, that's a molester.
Yeah, we called him Hendo, too.
If your last name is... See, the Hendo is like the Japanese equivalent.
Okay, back onto the Salmonella. So, yeah, I was scheduled to win that. I was set to win that tournament, and... I got salmonella the night, and I woke up, I had to get up at like 5 a.m. to make it to the bus, and I puked, like, I woke up and almost immediately puked while I was taking a shower that morning, and I just thought, oh, I was really thirsty the night before.
Like, oh man, I might have just drank 3 raw eggs and some orange juice. I don't know why I could be sick.
Shut up, man. Yeah, I thought it was like, oh, I just drank too much water and there's just didn't get out.
Too much water.
Yeah, well, because it was just water that came out. And then I was feeling kind of crappy. I went to my high school, and I was just laying down on the cold floor because it was middle of winter, and I was so overheated. I had a fever. I'm like, Coach, he's like, Conan, what are you doing? It's like, I'm just trying to cool off. I'm a little overheated. He's like, you okay there? You look a little green. He's like, nah, I'm fine, Coach. Don't worry.
Do you need an oil check?
Yeah, a big fat oil check with 3 fingers, man.
Ooh,
yeah, I was always trying to overachieve. So I'm fine. I end up going to one of the girl. There's a manager who had a crush on at the time. Like, she basically was a stat girl, and she came with us. That'll come into play later. And I make it through the trip. I'm kind of like going in and out of consciousness. I'm like, I could do it. I could win this tournament. I'm just a little under the weather. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I weigh.
You're a mumbling agent.
I weigh in. I'm 5 pounds underweight. I normally weigh in half a pound underweight.
So you were missing 4.5 pounds.
Yes, I wake up missing 4.5 pounds. That's how much I, like, sweat and puked out. It was nasty.
It was all your water weight.
Yeah, basically. And I start warm-ups, and I puke. And I'm like, I could do this. I puke, and I...
Put me in, Coach.
Yeah, I puke in the garbage can. And then I could do this... I just ate too much because I puked up my breakfast.
You gotta hold it. You gotta, like, puke it into your pockets. Use it as an escape. You just use it as a secret weapon.
Yeah, dude, I should have puked into my shorts and then waited for someone.
And then the other team will be like, "Oh man, where'd this puke come from? I don't understand."
Yeah,
it's there 1 minute and gone the next, and then in there it's there again. I don't get it. Where did it come from?
Yeah, man, dude, I should have thought about that. I should have looked into the future.
You should have gone back. To the Future, Part 3.
Dude, that was a good movie.
Pretty sure. Isn't the ending of Back to the Future 3, Doc Brown, like, pukes on a train, and it, like, goes back and hits himself in the face, like, 5 minutes later?
Yeah.
I remember this happening.
Yeah, man. That's totally how it worked.
Yeah, that was,
and, like,
the big...
And then Clint Eastwood was jacking off Marty or something. That happened, didn't it?
You gotta lick Doc's balls.
Marty, my chapped bloody testicles, Marty. Okay, so yeah, I was really sick. I was trying to make it through. I keep telling my coach, he just keeps saying, Are you, Khan, are you sure you can do this? Like, yes, I can do this, coach. Put
Can't let
in.
Down Mr. Hendo.
I don't want to let down Hendo. It was a different coach because he's JV and shit. But anyway, don't want to let down Hendo. And I sit down next to the manager because I set my stuff down next to her because, you know, I wanted to talk to her and try to, you know, get some not nice hot over the pants hand job action. Because that's how freshmen worked or something. I don't know. Yeah. I puked in her lap.
Smooth.
Yeah, I was saying, like, I think her name was Rachel or something. Like, hey, Rachel, how are you? This right in her lap.
You just real American sitcom-der.
Oh, dude, it was like a sitcom. And I...
And then, you just heard some basic...
It's so
pretty great.
What's the deal with salmonella?
Boo ba doo 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 boo ba doo doo doo.
Alright, that was a bad joke.
I agree. You probably shouldn't make any more.
Dude, edit that out, please.
I'm gonna leave it in now.
Damn it. Yeah.
Don't tell me what to do. This is my house. I have a podcast. I beat Dark Souls.
Oh. Well, we got a badass, man. Dude, can you teach me?
No.
Fuck. Okay.
Not unless I can give you an oil change.
Oil check, my man?
No, it's an oil change. I'll explain to you after the podcast.
Hot. Okay. So I find at that point I give up. I realize I'm too sick to wrestle. And I'm only like a town over from where I live, so I call my dad up and he's like, it's fucking 6 AM and he is mad that I woke him up 6 AM on a Saturday.
I was trying to give your wife a Rocky. Your wife.
my wife.
My wife.
Trying to give your mom a Rocky, man. Well, you messed me up. So he starts coming over, and I just lay out in the hallway outside the gym where the wrestling's taking place, and one of the teams comes in a little late. And I'm laying down, facing out into the hallway on, like, a little bench. Like, you know, those little benches in high school in the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see him coming in, so you puke all over the floor like an oil spill.
Pretty much. I didn't even see... I was, like, eyes half open, just...
It was so forceful you were spinning around in a circle.
Yeah, man. I was, like, really tired. I was really tired, in and out of consciousness. And I kept drinking water this whole time. I should not have been drinking water. But I kept doing it, and every time I put it in, it comes out. And not in the right hole. So, I lay down, and they're walking right by me, and right as the coach comes near me, like that Eric Andre skit where, like, he pukes on the desk in front of that girl. Just puke lands on the ground, and right in front of the coach, it's like, the whole team kind of just, like, turns, like, he walks around it, but, like, comes back and forms a semicircle around it. And the whole team does that. They just all go walk around it. The puke's there, and I just left it. I went outside because I know my dad was about to head over, and right as my dad pulls up, I just puke on the ground in front of him, and he's just, geez, you weren't kidding, because I told him how sick I was.
So he told you to suck it up, and then you went back and you wrestled, and then you won, and you saved the rec center.
Yeah, man, I won like $4 million, saved the rec center, all fresh, you know, freshman JV wrestling, top notch.
You showed those fucking rich boys from across the street, across the lake.
So that's my, those are my couple of my really shitty wrestling stories, and I got a few things with, like, we had a really big black guy called him Diggs.
Oh.
Like, he was like a teddy bear, like, bigger than, like, just a big soft guy, really nice, but.
Oh, I bet you knew he was soft.
I actually, one time, actually, he was on the football team with me, and I fell asleep on him and used him as a pillow.
Okay.
But that was a, he said, I told him, I'm sorry I fell asleep. I was like, nah, you're fine, you were warm.
So what you're saying is you were in that movie, what's the movie? Where, like, there's the fat black kid, and he gets adopted by, like, the fast food people.
Oh, yeah, Blindside, man.
Yeah, the Blindside.
Sort of, like, but we were on back from a football game, and I fell asleep on him. Yeah, but that happened, and my coach just liked to mess with him. My coach was, you know, balding white guy, fucking Hulk man. He was, like, basically Hulk Hogan with a bald spot.
I'm pretty sure Hulk Hogan has a bald spot.
Oh, he does? Okay. I've never seen under his do-rag. I don't think I ever want to see under his do-rag.
Some things are better left for the imagination. You want to know, like, what could be under there, you know? You got to have some mystery.
It's a third fist. Just sticking out of the top of his head. No arm attached. Just a fist. Okay.
That's what the Gawker thing was really about.
I can't let him know my secret. My third fist.
The sex tape was actually a fisting.
I guess it would be a skull fucking, but not in the way you're used to.
All right, so what's this third story?
Okay, it's just a quick...
Because if the third story is... Yeah, if the third story is really good, we'll include it. Otherwise, we'll just keep this one a short one at like 30 minutes or
okay,
whatever.
Okay, it's just a couple things. The coaches are kind of racist, but the black guy... But,
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but Dig was kind of racist back, so they would make fun of each other. He'd call each other niggers and crackers, say they can't... white guys can't jump, black guys can't swim. You like some collard greens, like, oh, you cook and don't have spices, that sort of thing. It was good fun.
Cook and don't have spices.
Yeah, and my coach, instead of having Diggs warm up with the team, he would just lay on him. He'd put Diggs on the ground and lay on him, like just splayed out on top of him and wouldn't let him get up. And he said, you can rest, you can go, you can start practice when you can get up. And, well...
I'm getting the creeps from this coach here.
I know, man. Dude, that guy was fucking weird. I didn't realize it was weird until I was, like, in college. Ugh. One time, he picked, instead of doing digs, he picked out, or instead of laying on digs.
Well, I'm sure he did. He did digs.
Yeah, probably. He picked out me, him, and we had another coach who was a big fat guy.
Naturally.
Yeah. They picked out me and another guy named Reed and just laid on us for the whole practice. Literally 2 hours, and they conducted practice while on top of us. Just, you know, just rubbing, just like noogieing our heads with their elbows for the whole practice. And we're looking at each other this whole time like, this sucks. And then one, in the middle of it, they say, okay. They say, on three, one, two, three. Me and Reed are looking at each other like, what the fuck are they doing? Are they going to smash our heads into the ground? They both get up, and the big fat one jumps on, like, he jumps onto from Reed to me, and then Hendo jumps over him and lands on Reed. Just perfectly timed, beautiful. They, like, it's, they switch, and they start resume noogieing us, and we're just laughing. And we're also freaking out. The all practice start.
We're laughing that all these older men are just rubbing themselves all over our body.
Yeah. Practice stop because they're like, what the fuck just happened? How did you... What? Oh, dude. That.
So that sounds like the average high school wrestling situation experience.
Yeah, probably.
I'm only slightly surprised at it.
I mean, there's some weirder stuff, but they're not funny. It's just... It's just not a night. They're not good stories to tell.
They're not good stories to remember either, I'm sure.
I blocked them out, and they just came flooding back while I was telling about the second shitter, man.
You had it all blocked. The NSA came in and blocked your mental protocols because you were thinking about the second shitter. That's how it leads to... you'll end up in the alt-right, and you'll have a pay shirt. And you'll not vote for Hillary Clinton, you fucking animal.
Dude, I mean, why would I not vote for Hillary Clinton? It was like,
that's what I'm saying.
She's like the best candidate, man.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton definitely would not threaten to have my family killed. Please look at the transcript of this speech. And then, did you hear about that? There was like the Department of Defense, like the FBI dude was like, hey, check out the transcript of this speech. And then like if you put it into a code generator, it said like Hillary Clinton has my family.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Yeah, dude, Hillary Clinton legit probably has, like that's why she didn't get charges. Wake up, sheeple.
Dude. I mean, her. Vote for her.
Exactly. Vote for Hillary Clinton.
Dude, I saw a pic. I'm a delivery driver, and I saw a couple signs out saying "Hillary for prison 2016." Pretty good signs.
when I went to the comic shop to pick up my Dark Souls comic, the car in front of me had not one, not two, but three Bernie Sanders stickers. And I laughed so hard, I missed a green light.
What a fucking cuck.
Exactly.
Dude. Okay. Well, it's been nice. Thanks for bringing me on the podcast, man. I gotta go to a party.
Fucking normies!
Yeah, dude, I gotta, like, actually socialize with people. It's disgusting.
Everybody's gonna go out there, he's gonna drink alcohol while not playing Super Smash Brothers.
I'm a
fucking nerd.
I know, dude. I don't want to go. I just want to sit. Dude, I just want to sit home
and play Overwatch.
Play Overwatch and jack off to Tracer's butt while I, like, constantly taunt against the wall for, you know, six competitive matches.
Yeah, you gotta pad that ratio.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to get my placements. I want to be plastic 2 this season. I was
plastic 2.
I was plastic 4 last season.
Oh god, when I played League, my friend Lucas, he got like bronze 2. And when I did my placements, I got silver 1. And so for the rest of the year, I kept calling him a bronzy, and he got so mad. I was like, "Don't talk to me, Lucas, you fucking bronzy."
Dude,
oh, it was good shit.
Apparently, I'm diamond in Overwatch now. I don't fucking get it. I was so mediocre.
I know, that's how I feel. Like, I'm mediocre, but I'm apparently really, really good.
Yeah.
Are people just shit at video games?
Yeah, like, if you're mid-50s, you're platinum. It's like, what? No, man.
That shouldn't be. Like, I placed at 53. I'm not that great at Overwatch. I played Reinhardt.
Hey, Reinhardt.
I played Reinhardt and Zarya.
Dude,
they're good characters, but they're not hard to play.
I know, dude. I know. I was tanking. I was a tank for my group, ranked 60, bottom of ninth, bottom of diamond. I don't get it. Why? I didn't do that much. They carried me.
I'm gonna check my Master Overwatch rating again. See how fucking godlike apparently I am with Genji.
Yeah, I think what's his face did it.
I'm in the top 5% for tanks.
Nice.
Because I block 316 damage a minute.
Okay.
I'm in, everything I'm in is in the top 30. I guess I'm just really good. Holy fuck, my Reinhardt stats.
What the fuck?
I'm in the top 1% for KD ratios, because I have no fear.
Jesus, dude. All right, I gotta go for real now.
All right, see you later.
Thanks for having me on.